This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
So I've got a ritual or a routine, the same as, you know, you get in the morning, you know, get up in the morning, and often without thinking about it, you know, you brush your teeth and you do all that sort of thing. You know, I have, you can call it a system, you can call it a ritual, you can call it a routine, whatever you want to call it. You've got things you do the minute you walk into the office in the morning. So, you know, if I look at my, you know, routine or my ritual, it basically goes like this. I'll read it out for you. So, you know, as soon as I get into work, I open the windows. I fill up, you know, and that makes sure I've got plenty of fresh air for the day, and that sort of thing. You know, and I go into this much detail in writing it down. Then I go out and I fill up the water. You know, I take my big chunky keys off and just put the ones in there in for my office for the keys. So I'm not carrying around heaps of keys. I'll make a cup of tea. So all of a sudden I've got my tea, I've got heaps of water on hand to keep myself hydrated. And then I turn on the music. Now music, yeah, helps us to be more productive as well when used in the right, you know, in the right ways. Music can do all sorts of wonderful things. I read a study, I think it was in a book called Biology, where they talked about they added music to the, you know, some of the subways, train subways, and it reduced the crime rate by quite a significant amount. So that music can have effect on our emotional well-being and our mental well-being, and therefore our productivity. So then I'll go through, after I've done that, and I've got a gratitude list, and I'll read through that, all of the things that I'm, you know, that I'm grateful for in my life. Then after I've gone through the gratitude list, what I'll also do is I've got a visualization, which is a really good way to visualize, by the way, is I have a visualization which I listen to. So I wrote down that visualization because I've been trying to really master the whole process of visualization for years, and I've always found it, found it tricky. But I found this a really good way of doing it, is you write down, you know, a visualization of everything you want, you know, what you want to create in your life. And then you read it out onto your smartphone or something like that. And once you've read it out onto your smartphone, then you just play it back to yourself, you know, on a daily basis, you know, once or twice a day. And I do that, you know, I will play that back to myself and visualize, yeah, exactly what I want to create. So I'll do that first thing in the morning as well. And then I'll go through some affirmations, some positive affirmations. So I've got a list of positive affirmations that I've written down. So I'll read them out, then I'll go through my purpose statement. So it's really about, at this stage, you know, setting the stage, getting connected with the why of why I'm coming into work and why I'm doing what I'm doing. So never underestimate also the importance of the why. You've got to be really clear on why you're doing things, because if you can find a why deep enough, a reason deep enough for what you're doing, or why you're doing what you're doing, you'll find the how to, you know, to achieve it. So I get in touch with that, you know, that why. So I go through this, you know, through this process in the morning, and then I'll also do some, you know, some practical things, which is always good to do to prevent urgent things down the track. For instance, I'll swap my backups over. So I'll swap my backups over, so I always know I've got a, you know, my daily backup is, you know, is done, and if anything happens, I've always got a backup with me. So it's my computer backup. I'll also charge my, you know, my phone, my Kindle, my iPads, etc. Make sure everything is charged, so I have, you know, everything exactly where I, you know, where I need it. And I'll, you know, I'll clean my desk if my desk needs a clean, and just really get set up to work. Now, what this process So, yeah, what this process stops you from doing is it stops you from just going on there and checking your email. Okay, because then what I do, following this, I do my daily plan. Okay, so once I've done all this, and this doesn't take that long to do. It sounds a lot when I read it through here, but each of those exercises is very, very simple to, each of those points is very, very simple to do. And it just gets me on the right track where I don't have to think when I come in the morning. And because I don't have to think, oh, what do I do next? What do I do? What do I do next? It leaves more space for my creative brain to be creative. Which is what I essentially get paid for, and that's what I'd encourage you to do: is create some sort of routine like this, a similar routine like this for yourself, so that you can actually let your creative brain kick in and and become more creative in your business. So all of those things which are just you've got to do them, you've got to kick in and follow this process on a daily basis. Anything which you do over and over and over again, try and document it and then just come in and follow it. And that'll stop you from going, oh, path of least resistance, I'll check my email. So then I'll go through, I'll do my planning, which I explained earlier. And generally I'll do, I'll write a daily email in most cases. And I will also, as well as writing that daily email, I will also do 30 minutes of content creation, such as what I'm doing right now. So we've got this sort of this process which is happening right from the very moment that that I come in, and none of it's based on what we're doing. Then at the end of that process, number one, what's happened is I'm set for the day. So when you do it, you'll be set for the day. You'll be clear on your visualization. You'll be focused. You'll be feeling you'll be feeling good. You'll know why you're here. You've got all that sort of thing all set. So you've got your mental you're in the right mental place once you've gone through that process. And I also encourage incorporating exercise into your day too. I exercise 4 days a week. So because I believe. Science has proven that the body affects the brain, and the brain affects the body. The emotions affects your body, and your body affects your emotions. So if you're exercising and you're working out, you're going to be far more productive as well. And there's been numerous studies which have shown this. So I will give myself one day rest on the Wednesday, and I don't exercise on the weekends. But on Monday and Wednesday, I do a very hard cycling cardio workout. Which incorporates eight 30 second sprints with breaks in between. And on the Tuesday and Friday, I'll generally do weights. So that's sort of my routine there. So that's really important, and that's obviously before I get into the office. None of it's based on a to-do list.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out ShortcutMarketingTips.com.